Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 15, 2020. I'm George Henry. It may yet be months before the water in Mapleton is safe to drink. A letter that was sent out to Mapleton residents, purportedly from the Mapleton Water District, details the process the district has been going through to upgrade and replace damaged systems. The letter details two major power outages that caused the initial failure and was exacerbated by improper shutdown of fire hydrants during the Sweet Creek Milepost 2 fire. The water district hopes to have a temporary solution to filter their water. A portable skid has been ordered, and they hope to have it in place within 2 weeks. The Mapleton Water District is also awaiting funding for replacing the damaged system, but have to wait until October 2nd to have a grant and low-interest loan approved by the state. They hope, according to the letter, to have the money by November 1st. It will likely take several weeks, if not months, to have new equipment delivered and then installed. In the meantime, the boil water notice remains in effect. According to the latest air quality index, the air for the Florence area has improved drastically from yesterday morning. By 4 p.m. yesterday, the sky began to clear and the sun even peaked out for a short period as the change in winds lowered the AQI to a safer 68. According to the LaRapa website, air quality below 100 is acceptable, but exposure for more than 24 hours can still mean problems for people with respiratory issues. The air quality alert will still remain in effect for the next 3 days, as shifting winds could cause conditions to worsen. In Mapleton, the AQI is still in the unhealthy range at 151. Over in the valley, the AQI remains in the 400s for most of Eugene Springfield. Some good news to report, though: the Holiday Farm fire burning east of Springfield. ODF has reported the fire is 60% contained, but no rain is expected to help with the fires until late tomorrow evening. There have been 38 new cases of the coronavirus reported for Lane County, bringing the total number of cases to 867. There have been 14 deaths overall, due in part to the pandemic. There was only one hospitalization reported, though, with 65 cases currently considered infectious. Out of the 38 cases, there have been 2 new confirmed cases for the Florence area, bringing that total to 22. There are no additional details on the new cases. Statewide, the total number of new cases is 151. The state's death toll is now at 511. Wildfires and hazardous air continue to limit the number of tests being administered. Officials from the Oregon Health Authority say to be aware of signs of smoke exposure. Some of the signs are also symptoms of COVID-19. Cough, difficulty breathing, runny nose, headache, and fatigue are symptoms that both issues have in common. If they are accompanied by fever, chills, muscle and body aches, vomiting, diarrhea, and a loss of taste or smell, these can be signs of the coronavirus. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020.